supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, as we age, how does our relationship change with our body?
Well, most people don't have one. What happens when we're kids? We ignore our bodies. You know, we run around, we play, we get hurt, we run around some more. You know, and then when we are adolescents through our 20s or maybe longer, we really abuse our bodies, right? We get into our 30s and 40s and we continue to abuse our bodies, working more and more and more. We continue to abuse our bodies. When we hit our 50s and beyond, things begin to start breaking down.
And then we get mad.
And then we get mad or ashamed at this body that is not working like it, quote, should.
So what do we do with that emotion?
Well, first of all, we have to deal with the shame. We absorb society's image of us as we age, that we are less. We are less smart. We are less productive. We are less valuable. And it gets manifest in our bodies. Right? So we absorb society's image of us, and we feel shame for just aging. So we have to deal with that shame and understand who we are, really. We're not in their image. We're in our image. And to generate a sense of pride in who we are. But the anger at our bodies is a different issue.
So how do you address that anger? Can you give me an example of that? You have a lot of chronic pain.
Yes.
And you must get angry at that at times.
I used to.
Right.
I do the anger and I do the self-pity. But the genuine emotion under it is fear, right, that it won't go away. Fear that I can't cope with it. Right. Helplessness is under there also. These are the emotions that go with pain, and they're under the umbrella of suffering. So if in that moment I can wake up to my body and know that I am suffering in that moment, instead of a clenched fist, you can open your hand and hold your heart. And this body that has put up with all of your abuse, and what has it done in return? It's gotten you here. You might be in pain. Your memory might be awful, but you're here. It's kept you alive and functioning. It's given you the ability to experience joy and love in your life. So I personally feel such gratitude to this body. I'm aware of it every day, and I feel gratitude for it every day.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.